This summer, director and screenwriter Ivan Filler's historical novel about František Kriegel, the only Prague Spring leader not to sign the Moscow Protocol validating the 1968 invasion of Czechoslovakia, became a bestseller. That success led Filler to return to a fairy tale thriller film script he'd set aside long ago and turn it into a novel. Brian Kennedy reports.
History will remember Dr. František Kriegel as the one Czechoslovak leader who stood up to Brezhnev and refused to sign the Moscow Protocol, legitimizing the Soviet-led invasion of 1968. A feature film based on Ivan Filler's meticulously researched book on Kriegel, called The Man Who Stood in the Way, is now in the works. Meanwhile, Ivan Filler also found time to pen a riveting ballad in film language about a love transcending life and death, heaven and earth. I caught up with the filmmaker turned best-selling novelist at a Prague cafe ahead of the release of that book, Rytec Kamei. It's about a love affair between an immortal man and a woman who can recall her past lives.
We were arguing about the English title because Czech is Rytec Kamei, and somebody said to me cameo engraver, somebody said to me it's better call it the gem engraver. I call it existential fantasy. It's a fairy tale for adults. It's not for kids, but maybe also. It's a fantasy, and I wrote a screenplay in 2005 during a very, very special time. I was absolutely isolated, first somewhere in Spain and then here by Tabor, Czech Siberia, and I just got dreams and imaginations. It was very strange, and I put it down on paper, and it's a story of an immortal man, and he works only nights. He's Jim Engraver, 120 years old, the oldest man on earth, who lives in some city like Prague, but we never call the town. It's some medieval city, and he's not able to die. He tried to kill himself, but there's no blood coming out of him. And there's a young woman who is coming into the town. She's 20, and she remembers the great time of her past life, 100 years before, as she was as old as this man. They were 20, and she's able to remember all her past lives. And she's the only person in the world who can save him of immortal life, who know the key to the secret of his immortality.
So the man is 120, yes, and has lived one life.
Yes, one life.
But he cannot die. And the 20-year-old has lived many lives, but she can die. She just keeps coming. She comes back.
She was at the top of the love story. She was killed by. She was born with a black scar on her neck. And at that time, it was 1895. People thought that she's driven by devil.
It's a sign of the devil.
Yeah, sign of the devil. And they said she has to die immediately. She was killed by her father. So she experienced a great love story traveling to Venice with this man. They were born at the same day in the same town. And there was a magician at the White Lake. There's a castle at the White Lake. And he was looking for a man or woman who would fit for his experiment of immortality. And he chose this man. And he invited this couple to his castle. And he said, you can have this castle. You can go to Venice. You would have a wonderful life. You would experience the beauty of the beauties. But the price is very high. You will not be able to die. And he was laughing at him. He couldn't believe it, but it happened. And so it's a story about eternal love and about eternal life, about dreams many people have, many of us. And it's a very dramatic story, very, it's a kind of fairy tale thriller. It's very different to the Kriegel book because there are facts and there's a history and you have to be truthful to the history. But here you play with your fantasy, with your language, and creating such a story, you are very free. I pitched a story on the Frankfurt Book Fair last year. I pitched it to some international agents. They were very excited about that. So, oh, it's like it's a mix of Harry Potter and Dan Brown, so it would be, that could be a great success. Why don't you write it in English or German? I said, oh, because I can express myself best in the Czech. So, but we could publish it in three languages at the same time, Czech, German, and English. And this is the goal.
It strikes me as odd that at the Frankfurt Book Fair, yeah, Harry Potter would come to mind and not Faust.
Yes, yes. Some people read the sample, say, oh, it reminds me of Kafka's Schloss, castle. It's a dark story. It's very dark, very unusual. It's a film language. It's written like in short sentences. Not big description, because I want the reader to, if somebody tells me, I couldn't stop reading it, I read it in one night, so it's the best compliment you can get. I'm trying to write this way, that I keep you reading all the time and not stopping.
So the script was finished in 2005.
But I couldn't get any money.
But a film was not made. But now, should the book prove a success, perhaps?
Yes, this is the goal. Like with Kriegel, you know, the book is there. The book became bestseller. So now it's much easier to get money for the film with the book. And with the Jamie Graver, it could be the same way. But this is a very expensive movie, not even for American productions at that time, 2005. And so I stopped working with the script then, because it was refused by some producers, because say, it's very lovely, fantastic story, but it's about $100 million project, so... But now there are new tricks, new possibilities, it's much cheaper. And if the book is success, you never know. No.
Why would it be so expensive, actually?
Because you play with former lives. You go, in the book you are very free, so she remembers all her previous lives. She was a prostitute in Paris. She was dealing with salt in Sicilia, in Mozia. She was a queen somewhere. So there are different lives, and there is a big imagination, and you have to create this magic world. And at that time, tricks were very expensive. Now it's much cheaper, and there are better new possibilities to create this vision. So I'm quite optimistic that now this movie would be maybe only $40 million. Something like that, $30, $40 million. Yeah, that's nothing.